妹们平安。
PC brothers and sisters，
不晓得为什么傍晚的时候腰突然扭了一下，站不直啊。
I kind of twisted my back in the evening. I can't really stand straight right now.
但是感谢主，我想主的同在永远是我们的中心，让我们一起来注意他。
We trust that the Lord is always our center, and we put our focus on Him.
早上 Ernie 弟兄讲说，他巴不得有一把枪把那个钟打掉。
And brother Ernie said he wished he had a gun and he would shoot that clock.
弟兄姊妹，时间真的过得很快。
Princess, indeed, time passes very quickly.
两天过去了。
Two days has gone by already.
但是弟兄姊妹，我不晓得我们有没有从深处，我们真正 sense 到、知道、相信神的同在。
Princess, I don't know if from the depth of your heart you truly sense and truly believe God's presence.
今天早上神牧师讲到的时候，我自己里面就有一个很深的感触。
Now, this morning, our brother Shen was speaking, and I have a very sense, a very deep feeling.
如果是因为我们年幼或是因为我们的经历不够神跟我们同在我们不知道
And perhaps if we're young and we're still immature and the presence of God we're not aware of
我们还有盼望
And we would still have hope
当我们越来越认识越来越相信的时候主会把我们带进他的同在里
But the more we grow the more we understand the Lord will lead us into his presence
但是我们里面最怕的一件事情是主已经被关在门外了我们居然不知道
But the one thing that we're most afraid of is that the Lord has been shut outside the door yet we're not aware of it
主需要在门外叩门说看啊我在门外叩门
And the Lord has to knock on the outside and say behold I am knocking outside the door
凡听见这声音开门的我就要进到他里面去我与他他与我要一同坐行
And he who hears the knocking opens the door unto me I will come in and dine with him
弟兄姊妹我们每一个人都是这个房子
Brothers, we are all this house
基督用他的宝血买赎了我们
And Christ has purchased us with his blood
他用他圣洁的血洁净了我们这个人
With his holy blood he has cleansed us
以弗所书第二章讲到我们原来是一般死在罪恶过犯中的人
Ephesians chapter 2 said we were dead in our trespasses
我们跟基督无份我们在所应许的诸约上是局外人
and we have no part with Christ and concerning the promises we are outsiders
我们这些从前远离神的人今天借着耶稣的血我们居然可以跟神亲近了
we who were once afar from him now we can draw near to him through his blood
我们成为一个蒙恩的罪人
and we are a sinner saved by grace
弟兄姊妹这是我们最基本最基本的第一重的身份
and brothers and sisters this is the most foundational position that we possess
我们成了蒙大恩的罪人
and we are a sinner that has been greatly blessed
yes 我是个罪人
yes I am a sinner
我是一个非常可怕的罪人
and I'm a dreadful sinner
但是我却是一个蒙了大恩的罪人
but I am a sinner that's been saved byby grace
我今天借着基督的血我得到完全的洁净
and by his blood I am completely cleansed
不要说仇敌不能够控告我们
it's not to say not even the enemy can condemn us
连神都没有办法再定我们的罪
even God himself can no longer judge us of our sin
今天基督的宝血遮盖了我们
because the blood of Christ has covered us
而我们再往前一步以弗所书第二章告诉我们
if we take another step in the second chapter of Ephesians
我们不再是外人不再是客旅
we're no longer outsiders, sojourners
我们是神家里的人
we are the households of God
哎呀弟兄姊妹我们跟主耶稣称兄道弟
and we are brothers with Christ
我们真的是在主里面是一家人
and we are one family in the Lord
我们成了蒙爱的儿女
and we are children that are loved
弟兄姊妹这是我们往前又跨的一步一个伟大的身份
so we take another step in our position
而以弗所书第二章没有结束在这里啊
but Ephesians chapter 2 did not end there
而且你说到要把我们联络起来建造成为神居住的所在
it says it will build us together so that we would be a dwelling place of God
我们众人成为一个家成为神的殿
and the multitude You shall be one house, one temple unto the Lord.
神住在我们中间啊。
God dwell in our midst.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，我们要赞美神啊。
Brothers and sisters, we ought to praise the Lord.
我们要凭着信心对旁边的同伴说，感谢神，神在我们中间。
And by faith, we need to turn to our neighbor and say, Yes, God is with us.
弟兄姊妹，这是需要用信心来看见、来接受的事情。
Brothers and sisters, something we have to receive with faith.
太伟大了。
It is immense.
所以当雅各那天被神开眼的时候
，So that day when Jacob's eyes was opened by the Lord,
他说神正在。在这里我竟然不知道
so, God was here yet I did not know it
怎么可能有这么大的事情我居然不知道呢
Such a great thing yet I'm unaware of it
所以过了20年以后他跟别人做见证
So 20 years later he testified to someone
我父亲的神就是向来与我同在的神
The God of my father is the one that has always been with me
弟兄姊妹我们能不能做这样子的见证
But, Can we all testify the same way
弟兄姊妹亚伯拉罕的神也是那位向来与我同在的神
But the God of Abraham has been the God that has always been with me
那位 应许约书亚说你无论往哪里去我必与你同去的神也是我们的神
who promised Joshua no matter where you go I will be with you is our God
他的名字叫以马内利
His name is Emmanuel
弟兄姊妹啊这是一个大福分
Brothers, this is a great blessing
我们真的是要用一个非常单纯的信心来接受这个伟大的事实
and with a very simple faith we need to receive this truth
啊有一个教会里面有两个家庭他们感情很好常常来往
there's two family within this one fellowship their relationship is very good they often spend time with one another
几乎每个礼拜天下午聚完会的时候他们就会带着孩子到另外一个家里面聚在一起
and almost after every Sunday service they would go to each other's house and get together
那有一天有一个弟这个弟兄要打电话给另外一个弟兄
so one day one of the brothers was calling the other brother
他们家的小女孩才四岁接了这个电话
and the little girl from the other brother's house picked up the phone
他就问说你是谁
so who is this
他常说你怎么会不知道我是谁我常常来你家的
and the uncle said how can you not know who I am I come to your house all the time
他还没有说他心里面想开这个小女孩的玩笑
and he wanted to trick the little girl
他说我就是那位你每个礼拜天都到我家来的那位
the owner of the house whom you come to all the time, every Sunday.
难道你不知道我是谁吗?
Do you not know who I am?
他才问完这个问题啊。
And after he asked that question,
那个四岁的小女孩在电话那一头马上惊喜的大叫 Jesus!
And that little girl screamed out loud and said, Jesus!
她说你是耶稣啊。
I thought Jesus called her.
啊、你看这个小朋友心里面这么单纯啊
This little girl has such a simple faith、
啊、每个礼拜天到他家去玩的
and Every Sunday she would go to his house and play
哎呀弟兄姊妹我们每个礼拜天我们 每次来聚会我们有没有想到是来到神的家
But sister, every Sunday when we come to the house of the Lord we realize that it is his house、
啊、弟兄姊妹我们不仅仅跟主耶稣跟神是一家人
But sister, not only with Jesus and with God we are one family
我们跟弟兄姊妹都是一家人
But with one another we have the same family
我前一阵子看到一个小故事在维吉尼亚有一个 叫 Tammy 的一个女孩子
and I read a story of a little girl by the name of Tammy in Virginia
她到了20、大概就是她长大以后才知道 她的母亲不是她的亲生母亲
and when she came of age she realized that her mom was not her biological mom
所以她 从20岁开始她就开始四处找她的妈妈
so from the age of 20 she's been searching for her biological mom
找了一年都没有找到
and for a whole year she did not find her
那她在一个 convenience store 像 7-Eleven 之类的店里面打工
and she actually worked in a convenience store kind of like a 7-Eleven
那有一天她在跟朋友 在讲这件事情的时候
and one day she was recounting this issue with one of her friends
她店里面有另外一个同事听见了这件事
and one of her co-workers from the store heard her story
有一个叫 Joyce 的听见这件事情就跟她 check
so Joyce heard the story and started chatting with her
没有想到一 check 完了原来就是她妈妈
and after they were talking they realized Joy washer mom
他们是同事在一起居然不知道是母女的关系、啊、
they were co-workers together for so long yet they did not know there were a mother-daughter relationship
哎呀这个妈妈花了二十年的功夫四处找她的女儿找不到
this mother spent 20 years searching for her daughter she did not find her
而他们同事的一段时间居然不知道我们是母女
after working together for some time they didn't realize the relationship
哦那天当他们一 check 完资料的时候两个抱在一起高兴得不得了
and that day they checked their references and they realized that it's true and they embraced one another in joy
弟兄姊妹，我们有没有觉得你旁边的就是你亲生的弟兄姊妹？
Brothers, do you realize the person next to you is your brother and your sister?
要不要回头说一说，感谢神，我们是一家人。
Do you want to turn around and say to one another, we are of the same family?
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，我们真的要骨肉相认呢、啊。
Brothers, sister, we are of same flesh and of the same blood.
哦，我觉得我们里面真的是要在爱的里面，我们彼此珍惜。
So really, in love, we need to treasure one another.
弟兄姊妹，今天晚上我们要继续来交通一个很重要的题目。
Brothers, sister, we will continue with a very important topic tonight.
这是我个人的题目，是讲起来我们建造吧。
So my personal theme is arise and let us build.
弟兄姊妹因为这个世代是一个被破坏的世代
because this generation is a generation that has been corrupted、
我们昨天讲到我们每一个人的生命铸造的生命其实都是被破坏的生命
and we said that all this old life this old creation in us has been corrupted
也可以说是被掳被仇敌掳掠被仇敌践踏的生命
was to say that it's been taken captive or that has been disgraced or reproached
我相信我们如果仔细去看我们自己里面的话
and I believe when we all look deep inside
我们仍然可以看见仇敌在我们身上像耶利哥强盗打伤我们的那些伤痕都在我们身上
we will see the wounds of the wrong robber that we found, we met when we were on our way to Jericho.
多少罪恶在我们身上留下的痕迹。
And so many marks of sin of our past.
多少肉体在我们身上所留下的捆锁。
And so much chains of the flesh that is binding us.
甚至在我们里面留下的许多我们这一辈子懊悔后真巴不得它没有发生过的历史。
And so many history that we regret and we say, Oh Lord, how I wish it never happened.
哎呀弟兄姊妹我们的生命是一个需要被重建的生命。
Brothers and sisters, our life is a life that needs to be rebuilt.
我们的生活是一个需要被重建的生活。
And our daily living is something that needs to be rebuilt.
弟兄姊妹我们的神是一个最伟大的重建者。
And our God is the greatest rebuilder.
因着他那个永远不肯放我们的爱他要来重建我们。
And because of the law that will never let us go, he will rebuild us.
他不甘心他的儿女过这样子的生活。
He's not willing that his children will live such a way.
因着他永远不改变那个荣耀的旨意他必须要来重建我们。
And because of that glorious will that has never changed, he will come and rebuild us.
因为起初不是这样。
For because in the beginning it was not so.
弟兄姊妹人跟人中间不应该充满着这么多的尊敬和伤害。
There shouldn't be so much strife between men.
一个尊贵的人不应该活得这么卑贱这样子在仇敌面前软弱无力的。
A man of royalty should not live in such a state without strength before his enemy.
我们不应该活得这么痛苦这样子的虚空啊。
We should not live in such pain and such, such emptiness.
也当初神造人的时候是照着他的形象按着他的样式造出来的。
When God created man, God created man according to his image and his likeness.
而且他造我们是要叫我们成为他爱的对象。
That we may be the object of his love.
他把他一切的智慧和恩爱倾倒在我们的身上。
But all of his wisdom, all of his love is going to be poured out on us.
So, 不是我们今天这个样子。
So it is not how we are today.
他当初造我们的时候叫我们像他成为他荣耀的彰显。
So when we created us in the very beginning that we would be like him to be the manifestation of his glory.
但是弟兄姊妹我们看一看我们自己。
But brothers and sisters, when we look at ourselves,
我们看一看这个世界。
When we look at this world,
我们看一看今天我们所处的这个世代。
We look at the generation that we are in today.
弟兄姊妹不是这样起初不是这样
But sister, in the beginning it was not so
它不应该是这个样子
It should not have been like this
所以弟兄姊妹我们里面要有一个痛苦要有一个不甘心
So there should be a pain and dissatisfaction within our hearts
这个痛苦这个不甘心一直在神的心里面
And these feelings has always been in God's heart
人怎么会被糟蹋成为这个样子呢
How can man be corrupted to such a state
人心怎么会堕落得比万物都诡诈呢
How can the hearts of man fall to the place that is more evil than all created things
最蒙爱的人人怎么会活得这么痛苦呢
Man that is loved the most, how can they be in such misery?
天上的神他不甘心他没有办法安息
And the God in heaven is not willing, he cannot rest.
弟兄姊妹我巴不得我们今天每一个人自己都里面有这个痛苦
And brothers and sisters, I pray that every single heart would have such pain.
除非我们活在了我们该有的光景里面
Unless we are living in the condition that we should be in.
除非我们活在了我们该享受的祝福里面
Unless we are living in the blessing that we should enjoy.
弟兄姊妹我们里面要有个不甘心啊
And brothers and sisters, our heart should not be satisfied.
所以如果我们真认识神所要的神所要给的是什么
So if we indeed know what God wants and what God wants to give
如果我们真知道我们应该活的生活是什么
So we know what kind of living we ought to live
然后我们再看一看我们实际的情形
And then we look at our realities
我说这个 gap 会在我们里面产生痛苦的
And I say this gap will cause a great pain
但是亲爱的弟兄姊妹我们不是让它只是白白受苦
And brothers and sisters we cannot just suffer this pain in vain
我们要让这个苦在我们里面产生行动
But this pain should create an action within us.
我们要让这个苦在我们里面产生一个神圣的使命感。
And this pain will give us a holy sense of commission.
我们要成为一般归回的人。
And we ought to be a people that is returning.
我们要成为一般有份于神重建行列的人。
And we have to be a people that is part of his rebuilding.
我们要接受这位 original designer 跟 creator。他在我们身上他要来恢复的工作
And we have to receive the work that he is to restore the work of this original designer and creator.
他要把该有的祝福给我们
and all the blessing that he wants to give
他要把我们该有的尊贵的生活赐给我们
and all the life of honor that he wants to give us
弟兄姊妹我们个人需要重建
brothers and sisters individually we need to be rebuilt
我们的家庭需要重建
our families need to be rebuilt
我们的教会需要被重建
our church needs to be rebuilt
一个没有城墙的人是一个仇敌自由进出的
Again, a person that has no walls, the enemy can come freely in and out.
他的生命是暴露在仇敌的攻击底下。
His life is exposed before his enemy.
仇敌把一个罪恶的思想放进来，他就去犯罪了。
He plays a thought of sin and he goes and commits a sin.
约翰福音十三章，魔鬼将卖耶稣的意思放在犹大的里面，他就出去卖主了。
John chapter 13 it says that the devil placed the thought within Judas's mind, So he went out and sold Jesus.
因为在他的心思里面他没有城墙。
Because in his mind there was no walls.
一个淫念出现在大卫的里面他去犯了淫乱了。
And the thought of adultery entered into the mind of David, he went and committed adultery.
大卫被恢复的时候他求神建造耶路撒冷的城墙。
So when David was restored, he cried out to the Lord, Lord, rebuild the walls of Jerusalem.
同样的一个家没有城墙的家是一个暴露在仇敌攻击底下的家庭。
Just like a family that has no walls is a family that is exposed before its enemies.
弟兄姊妹啊不要只在这里追求外面的事情。
Brothers and sisters, do not just, pursue the things on the outside.
不要只在乎孩子们吃什么穿什么上最好的学校。
Don't just worry about what your children are going to eat, what they're going to wear, and what school they're going to go to.
弟兄姊妹我们要为我们的家祷告。
Brothers and sisters, pray for your families.
仇敌不能自由进出我们的家庭。
The enemy should not come freely in and out.
同样在教会里面是一样的。
Similarly, within our church is the same.
弟兄姊妹我们求神把这个负担放在我们里面。
Brothers and sisters, we pray that the Lord will put this burden in our heart.
当利希米一听见耶路撒冷的城墙被毁城门被火焚烧。
So when Nehemiah heard the fact that the walls are torn down and the gates are burning.
他已经可以想象到那个可怕的局面。
He can imagine, he can picture that.
他的同伴告诉他百姓遭大难受凌辱。
His companion says that they were in great distress and they were being reproached.
弟兄姊妹这就是一个没有城墙的结果。
And this is the result of not having walls.
遭大难受凌辱。
And they were greatly, oppressed and reproached.
弟兄姊妹我不晓得这个是不是你我最近生命的写照。
And I don't know if this is a reflection of the life of you and I.
我不晓得我盼望不是我不晓得也是不是我们目前家庭的写照。
I pray that it is not so, but is it the reflection of our family life?
有一个做心理辅导的一个弟兄。
And there's a brother who does, counseling.
他说有一次有一对夫妇来到他们面前求救。
He said once a couple came and asked for help.
他们在讲他们的问题以前他们先讲了一个小小的故事。
And before they told, the brother, their problem, they first told him a story.
他说我们家最近常常有老鼠我们不知道怎么办请教别人我们买了一个笼子来抓老鼠。
And they said we had a issue with rats at home and we don't know what to do, so we purchased a trap.
有一天我们终于抓到了。
And one day we caught the rat.
我跟我先生都不知道怎么去处理它不敢杀它。
And my husband and I don't know what to do with it, we dare not kill it.
我们接了一桶水。
So we filled up a bucket of water.
我们把铁笼子往里面一放我们转身就走。
So we dropped that trap, which is a metal cage, and we drop it in the bucket and we turn around and left.
我们一个晚上在外面很久了以后我们回来。
And we've been out the whole night and after a long time we came back.
他发现那只老鼠扣着那个铁丝网露了一个鼻子在水的上面。
And they realized that rat was clinging onto the gate with his nose just outside the water.
他苟延残喘。他说这就是我们目前婚姻的写照。
So this is the state of our marriage right now.
结束吗？还没有结束。
Do we end it? It's not end yet.
但是我们就是这么辛苦的靠着最后一口气撑着。
But we're struggling and with this last breath we're holding on.
弟兄姊妹这不是神起初造的不是这个样子。
Brothers and sisters, in the beginning, this was not so.
也许我们现在被一些罪恶辖制我们里面无可奈何。
Perhaps we're bound by particular sin and we feel helpless.
也许我们里面被一些痛苦抓住我们不希望有的可是它一直控制我们。
And perhaps some pain, some hurt, and we wish not to have them, but they control us.
弟兄姊妹我们需要起来重建我们的生活。
Brothers and sisters, we need to rise up and rebuild our lives.
这是整个利希米记或者说整个被掳归回的历史所告诉我们的。
And the book of Nehemiah, actually the entire history of this captivity,is telling us.
弟兄姊妹神永远是一个积极的神。
And our God is always an active God.
他不甘心叫我们受苦。
He's not willing that we should suffer.
他来不是要定世人的罪来叫世人因他得救。
He did not come to condemn us of our sins, but that we might be saved through him.
可能很多人会定我们的罪。
Perhaps many others would condemn us.
但是主耶稣来他是为了要救我们。
But Jesus came to save us.
他是那位伟大的 rebuilder.
He is the great rebuilder.
他要来恢复我们。
He wants to come and restore us.
他要来重建我们。
Rebuild us.
弟兄姊妹啊，当利希米听见这个消息，神家受大难的时候，他就坐下哭泣了。
And when Nehemiah heard of the news of this tragedy, he sat down and he began to weep.
弟兄姊妹，我们不要再让这个痛苦继续下去。
Brothers and sisters, do not allow this pain to continue.
利希米有一个非常伟大的长处，他把一切的痛苦化为祷告。
And Nehemiah has a very positive thing about him. He turned all of his pain into prayer.
他把一切的痛苦化成积极的行动。
And all of his pain into something of an action.
当利希米一听见的时候，他坐下哭，他几天进食吃不下饭。
And Nehemiah, when he heard it, he sat down and he wept, and for days
days he could not eat.
他代表整个神的百姓向神认罪。
And he repented on behalf of the entire people of God.
然后他没有停在这里。
And then he did not end there.
他在主的面前。
And then before the Lord.
他不仅仅 pray ahead, 他 plan ahead.
Not only did he pray ahead, he planned ahead.
他要去见王的时候他向神祷告。
And before he went to see the king, he prayed to God.
他说天上的神我的主啊求你叫我在这个人面前蒙恩。
Say, God of heaven, cause me to be blessed before this man.
中文翻译说叫我在王的面前蒙恩。
And the Chinese translation says to be blessed before the king.
他是波斯君王帮波斯王倒酒的。
He's the king of Persia. He was a server of wine.
听说在不久之前一个波斯王就被人家下酒毒死的。
And prior to that, a Persian king was actually poisoned by a wine bearer.
所以能够帮他倒酒的人是他完全信任的人少不了的人。
And someone who could be a wine bearer is something that the king trusts and he cannot do without.
但是尼西米想到自己神儿女们所受的凌辱和大难他没有办法留在这个波斯的王宫。
And when Nehemiah imagined the reproach of his people, he said, I cannot remain in the palace.
所以他说神啊求你叫我在这个人面前蒙恩。
So he said, God, cause me to be blessed before this man.
所以弟兄姊妹他带了一套重建的计划他去见了王。
So with a plan of rebuilding, he went to see the king.
所以王问他说你要做什么他能够讲出来他需要的是什么。
So when the king says, what exactly do you want me to do?
王说你要去多少的日子他通通清清楚楚。
He could tell the king exactly what he needs. The king says, how many days do you need? He told the king exactly how many days.
这个人回到神的儿女们中间。
This man came back to the children of God.
他陪着神儿女们受苦。
And with the children of God, he suffered with them.
他在这里带动神儿女们把那个分散的力量把它聚合起来。
He mobilized the children of God and the dispersed strength, he united them all.
他把那些失望的人重新燃起盼望来。
Those who were without hope, he regained their hope.
他把那个破碎的城墙把它重新连接起来。
The wall that were fallen, he once again connected them all.
他把神家受羞辱、受凌辱的情形重新恢复了那个荣美的见证。
And the reproach of the people, he restored the glory and the testimony of the people.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个有使命感的人。
It's a person that has a sense of mission.
他可以丢下他王宫的位置。
He can forsake the position in the palace.
他可以放弃王宫的享受。
And forsake the enjoyment of the palace.
当他想到神家有需要的时候。
When he thought about the need of God's house.
当他听见神儿女们痛
And he heard that the people of God were in pain.
他没有办法留在王宫里面。
He said, I cannot remain in the palace.
弟兄姊妹，我们求神把这样的使命感赐给他的教会。
But sister, we pray that the sense of mission would be within his church.
好多年以前，伊迪凡弟兄说，他服侍这么多年，他最大的一个遗憾。
And our brother E said that for many years he served the Lord, his greatest regret in his life.
就是觉得教会里面有使命感的人不多。
And he felt that the people within the house of God, not too many have a sense of commission.
弟兄姊妹，我们求神把这个使命像火一样烧在我们中
间。And we pray that the Lord would burn within our hearts.
我听说 A.B. Simpson 弟兄。
And I heard that A.B. Simpson, our brother A.B. Simpson,
他常常在他书房的里面抱着地球仪在他的怀中哭。
And oftentimes in his studies, he would embrace a globe and he would begin to weep.
我每次想到那幅图画我就想流眼泪。
And every time I picture this scene, I would want to cry.
这么敬虔爱神的仆人。
And this holy servant of God,
他常常在书房里面没有办法拿起地球仪来祷告。
He felt so helpless in his study, he would just take the globe and begin to pray.
为着地上那么多失丧的灵魂他在那里祷告。
So for so many souls that are perishing, he is praying.
祷告他把地球仪抱在他的怀中他哭起来。
He prayed and he embraced the globe and he began to weep.
弟兄姊妹今天外面有多少失丧的人。
But sister, there are so many people that are lost in this world.
有多少人活在痛苦的里面。
So many people are living in pain.
甚至在神家的教会里面坐在你旁边的人他可能常常流泪。
Even in the house of God, perhaps the person that is sitting right next to you is weeping often.
他可能在一个痛苦的里面出不来。
Perhaps in a pain that he cannot come out of.
弟兄姊妹我们求神把这个负担放在我们里面。
But sister, we ask the Lord place this burden in us.
2001年我们在 Denver, Colorado Springs, 我们去参观一个 international一个祷告中心啊。
In 2001, at Colorado Springs, we went to visit a prayer center.
在那个祷告大堂里面，大概比这个堂还要大。
And it's an international prayer center, and the meeting hall is much bigger than this place.
它台前有一个好大的地球仪，大概比我们整个讲台都还要大。
And at the front of the stage, there was a map, a global map.
那个地球一直在那里转。
So there's a sphere, a globe that is just continuously turning.
我那天跪在那边祷告的时候。
And when I was kneeling there to pray.
我一看见他转到我们中国
And when I saw it turn right to China,
我就想起我们在那里服侍的弟兄姊妹的脸就一个一个就出现在那里
And the faces of the brothers and sisters that we have served appear before me one by one.
我想到他们的难处他们的艰难
I thought of their difficulties and their trial.
转到台湾转到我们北美转到我们 Bay Area.
And it came to Taiwan, it came to North America, and it came to the Bay Area.
地球一圈一圈地在那里转我就在主的面前一直流眼泪
The earth is turning turn by turn and I began to weep
弟兄姊妹多少人需要耶稣
One sister, how many people need Jesus?
多少人在痛苦的里面
How many people are in pain?
我好几年以前有一次进中国去
And many years ago, I entered into China
我们中间有一个姊妹告诉我在附近不久前发生的事情
And a sister in our midst told us of something that happened not long ago
她的两个小朋友在池塘边在湖边玩一个掉下去了
And there was two kids that were playing by the pond and one of them fell in
他的好朋友急得不得了在那里旁边求救
And that his best friend was just worrying and he was crying and asking for help
他拉着那些大人说求你救我的朋友
And he pulled onto the adults and said please save my friend
那个大人跟他说先回家拿钱拿了钱来我就救
And the adult would say go home and get some money after you give me some money then I'll help you
他求他他说你只要救他我一定给你钱
He said please help me and save him then I will pay you
那个大人不理他先拿钱来
The adult says go and just get me some money first
他尽全力地冲回家去要钱
And he ran as hard as he could to go home to get money
回来把钱给他那个大人下去救的时候孩子已经死掉了
And he came back and gave that adult the money and he went down to fish to get the kid and by that time the kid had already died
我们听到这个故事我们会说地上哪里有这样子残忍的人
And we heard such a story we said how could there be such cruelty in the world
还是弟兄姊妹在你办公室旁边就有这样子的人
But sister in your workplace people next to you there are such people
可能在我们家里面就有这样子的人已经掉在水里面
Perhaps in our family there is someone who's already drowning in that pond
弟兄姊妹求身旁那个使命感烧在我们的里面
But sister, we ask that the Lord give us a sense of commission within our hearts
我们个人不能够再专顾自己的事情
So we cannot only be mindful of our own things
这个地上充满了需要
This world is full of needs
多少的灵魂在那里呼喊因为他们一步一步走向阴间去了
So many souls are crying out because step by step they're walking towards hell
每一天全世界有几十万个人下了阴间去了
And every day hundreds of thousands of people die
弟兄姊妹我们要求神帮助我们
And we need God to help us
我们需要神家有使命感的人
And we need people with commissions in the house of God
我们不是只是在这里做做事情
We're not just doing something
我们所有所做所行我们的生活都必须带着使命
Everything that we do every element of our life needs to carry this mission
今天晚上我们继续讲下一个
And this evening we continue to the next message
所以当王见到尼希米的时候前面我们讲使命感的时候当王见到尼希米的时候
So when the king saw Nehemiah
圣经上告诉我们说尼希米在王的面前素来没有愁容
And it says that Nehemiah has never been sad before the king
那一天当他来到王面前的时候
And that day when he came before the king
他没有办法不忧愁
He cannot but be sad
弟兄姊妹他们是可以被拖去杀的在王的面前必须要取悦王的
And before the presence of the king if you have any sense of sadness in your countenance you literally could be killed
但是那个使命那个为神家焦急的事情抓住了尼希米
But that sense of commission has laid hold of Nehemiah
他对王说我岂能面无愁容
He said O king how can I not be sad
弟兄姊妹啊这是一个爱神儿女的人
But this is a person that loves God and loves the children of God
当仇敌说你们在巴比伦你们给我们唱一首锡安的歌吧
And when the enemies of the people of God says sing unto us a song of Zion
那些原来在神家带领敬拜带领赞美的这些利未人
And those Levites were responsible for the songs of praise in the house of God
他们没有办法唱
They could not sing
他们把琴挂在巴比伦河旁的柳树上
And they hung their instruments on the tree by the river Babylon.
他们一想到锡安，他们就哭啊。
And they thought of Zion, they began to weep.
他说：“宁可我的舌头贴于上膛。”
Oh, that my tongue would be stuck at the top of my mouth.
宁可我的右手忘记的技巧。
And that my right hand would forget its skill.
音乐算得了什么
？And what are these music?
如果我们今天不是在神的面前来敬拜他
，If we are not worshiping before God.
如果我们今天不是回到耶路撒冷，回到锡安 If
we do not return to Jerusalem, to Zion to worship. And Zion is the place the Lord God loves. And the heaven and the heavens above is not enough for His dwelling. And God on the whole earth chose one piece of land. And they call it the promised land. And this land is a holy mountain. And upon this mountain is a holy city. And Psalm 87 says,
说神爱锡安的门胜于雅各一切的住处。
God loves the gates of Zion more so than all the dwelling places of Jacob.
整个应许之地都是神赐的。
And all the promised land has been given by God.
但是他爱锡安的门。
But he loves the gates of Zion.
因为为什么?
Why?
因为神说我拣选的锡安。
Because God said, I've chosen Zion.
作为我永远的居所。
To be my everlasting dwelling place.
神说这是我永远安息之所。
My place of everlasting rest.
我要住在这里。
I will dwell here.
因为这是我所愿意的。
Because this is my will.
弟兄姊妹，锡安说到神同在的地方。Zion
speaks of the place of God's presence.
锡安说到神掌权的地方。
A place where God reigns.
而锡安的子民说到这帮人就是羡慕。
And the people of Zion speaks of a group of people that treasures and loves the presence of God. And the people in Zion are the people who are willing that God would sit and be enthroned and sit as king. So when Nehemiah cries out, rise and let us rebuild the wall. From the passive side is that we would not be reproached anymore.
Is
the condition as I've described it to you earlier, all those painful situations.
但是积极方面,
but actively,
他是自己因为他知道西安这座城是神的居所。
He knows that the city, the place of Zion, is God's dwelling.
最能够叫神的心得到满足的地方。
It's the place that satisfies God's heart the most.
所以他说我们起来建造。
So let us arise and rebuild.
弟兄姊妹，因此城墙不仅仅说到是一个保护。
And the wall not only speaks of a protection.
让我们把仇敌的攻击封在外面。
That we sealed out the attack of the enemy.
城墙是一个界限。
And it is a boundary line.
让我们知道什么是出于基督的，什么不是出于基督的。
What is of Christ and what is not of Christ?
什么是合乎真理的, 什么是不合真理的?
What is of the truth and what is of the lies?
同样的城墙是一个见证。
Similarly, these walls represent a testimony.
当神的儿女们爱神的时候,
when the people of God love God,
啊, 耶路撒冷像一座联络整齐的城,
Jerusalem is like a city that is neatly put together.
西安在北面居高华美,
and Zion on the north side is elevated in its beauty.
啊, 我们看见西安, 我们就要赞美神,
and we see Zion and we say, we'll praise God.
弟兄姊妹，当城墙被拆毁的时候,
so brothers and sisters, when the walls were taken down,
到处乱七八糟, 被仇敌焚烧,
and it's just in disorder and the enemy is burning everything.
这里说到神儿女们的心不在神的身上,
speaks of the children of God is not on the things of God.
说到神儿女们的那个priority失去了,
and the priorities of the children of God is not right.
我们都个人专顾自己的事, 忽略了城墙,
we are all mindful of our own business and we forgot about the walls.
弟兄姊妹，如果你们出去钓鱼,
brothers and sisters, if you go out fishing,
5 or 6 people
would rent a boat and you guys would go out and fish.
突然发现船破掉了，水开始进来。
One day you realize that there's a leak in the boat and the water's begun to come in.
请问你们这次是继续钓鱼吗?
Do you keep on fishing?
还是第一件事情先来补破口?
Well, the first thing you do is to seal that leak.
弟兄姊妹，所以当城墙破裂的时候，神的百姓
Brothers and sisters, when the walls are fallen, the people of God did absolutely nothing.
从尼布甲利沙王来攻破耶路撒冷城以后,
from the time of Nebuchadnezzar, when he tore down the walls,
将近150年的时间,
about 150 years,
城墙没有人重建,
nobody rebuilt the walls.
虽然后来祭坛恢复了,
although the altar were restored,
虽然圣殿恢复了,
the temple was rebuilt,
但是城墙继续在被拆毁,
but the walls remain in ruins.
弟兄姊妹，这说到神儿女们不知道他们在做什么,
because it speaks that the people of God knew not what they were doing.
弟兄姊妹啊，我们需要在积极上我们看见,
actively we have to see.
不仅仅消极,
not only passively, we have to do away with the reproach of the enemy. But actively, we have to rise up and build a city.
神的居所,
the place of God's dwelling.
弟兄姊妹，会幕盖好了，圣殿盖好了。
When the tabernacle was made, the temple is built.
神好像都迫不及待用他的荣光充满整个殿。
And God is more than eager to fill the temple with His glory.
所以哪里有一般真正爱神的子民?
But whenever there's a group of people that truly loves God,
不用很多，真的不用很多。
It really doesn't need to be a whole lot.
当他们的心真正爱神，在乎神。 见证的时候
when their hearts really love God and care about the testimony of God,
因为神的荣耀要充满在他们的中间
and the God's glory will fill their midst.
所以我们不仅仅要有使命感我们要起来加入这个重建的行列
So not only do we need to have a sense of commission, we need to rise up and be part of this rebuilding
effort. 为了我们自己为了我们的家为了我们的教会
For ourselves, for our family, for our church.
也是为了整个神的国度
and for the entire kingdom of God.
我们要起来恢复这个保护的城墙
and we need to rise up and restore this wall of protection.
我们要恢复这个圣别分别的界限
and this boundary line that separates us as sanctified.
我们要恢复这个荣耀的见证
and to restore this testimony of glory.
来弟兄姊妹我们今天要讲的不仅仅我们要有使命感
and today not only we're going to talk about the fact that we need to have a sense of commission.
我们要往前跨一步
but we're going to take another step forward.
尼希米是一个有具体行动的人
Nehemiah is a person who is actively moving.
而且是一个有非常积极具体行动的人
and someone who is always actively pursuing and moving forward.
我知道我们在座的绝大部分的弟兄姊妹都非常爱主。
I know for the majority of us, we all love the Lord.
我听到很多很好的见证。
I heard many, many good testimonies.
但是弟兄姊妹，很多的时候我们里面都有心愿爱主。
But many, many times we have a desire to love God.
所以挑战关键不在于我们不想爱主。
So the challenge is not an issue of whether do we want to love the Lord.
关键是我们缺少了具体持续的行动。
The criticality is that we lack active actions to enable us to continue to love the Lord.
我们知道读经祷告的重要。
And we know the importance of reading the Bible and prayer.
但是我们却分不出时间好好读经，我们分不出功夫跪在主的面前。
We cannot set aside time to come and read the scripture. We cannot set aside time to get on our knees and pray.
我们巴不得来帮助神家，让神家的担子轻一点。
And we're more than willing to come and serve and pick up the burdens in the house of God.
可是一回到家，发现自己家里面这么多事情没做。
And we come home and realize there's so many things at home that's not done.
那就算我们不是自私自我中心，我们至少也变得自顾不暇，对不对？
Even if we're not selfish and not self-centered, we get to the place of complacency.
但是弟兄姊妹，这是这个世代的一个挑战。
And this is the challenge of this generation.
就是我们怎么样子把我们的使命化成行动。
And how do we take this sense of commission and change it into action?
把我们在主面前所读到神的应许，或是那个理想的境界，能够落实在我们的生活中。
And the promises of God and that realm of ideals to be realized in our lives.
所以很多的环境就在这里显明我们真实的情形。
And many circumstances reveal our true conditions.
在一个需要的面前，在一个代价的面前马上显出我们的情形
and before a price before a need all of a sudden reveals our true condition
有三个人他们平常是好朋友有一天也出海去钓鱼去
again three good friends and they went out fishing
然后他们划啊划啊划到这个大海中间去了
and they rowed and they rowed they were in the middle of the ocean
他们没有注意到划到海的中间去
and they did not realize they were right in the middle of the ocean
那结果呢突然一只大鲨鱼出现在附近
all of a sudden a shark began to appeared
他们一紧张呢，不小心一个桨掉下去了。
And all of us, in their panic, they lost one of the oars.
只剩下一根桨。
And there was one left.
一个大鲨鱼在旁边游来游去。
And the great white is circling the boat.
他们现在怎么回去呢
？How do we get back?
所以他们就在决定到底谁下去捡那个桨。
So they're trying to decide who's going to get out the boat to pick up that oar.
第一个是律师。
And the first one of the friends is a lawyer.
律师说我不能下去，我要留着，将来我们可以去告政府，他没有好好保护我们。
And the lawyer said, I have to stay because I have to go back and sue the government because they didn't protect us well enough.
他们觉得也有道理。
They said, well, there's some reason to that.
第二个人是一个医生，他说我当然不能下去。
And the second one says, I'm a doctor. Of course I can't go.
万一鲨鱼咬得你们受伤了，我要赶快救你们。
If the shark bit you, I have to be able to save you.
第三个是牧师。
And the third one.The pastor.
你们说谁下去、啊、
Who do you say went down?
歧视哈，总是认为要牧师下去，对不对
？Of course, everybody said the pastor should go.
No,
of course not.
牧师很有智慧的。
The pastor has tremendous wisdom.
他说我是最不能下去的。
So I'm the last one that should go.
因为你们两个人的方法都不 work 的话，要靠我祷告，请神来帮忙的。
Because if either one of your methods don't work, it requires my prayer to ask God for help.
所以我不知道他们现在回来了没有。
I don't know if they return right now.
那弟兄姊妹，我们常常有很多的理由做我们的借口，我们不采取行动。
But just a lot of time we have excuses to not to go in action.
有的时候连火烧了，我们都还没有采取行动。
Often times the fire is already burning and we're still not moving.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天在这里有一个大的挑战。
Brother and sister, we have a great challenge here.
在我们教会里面，我们常常说我们一个很大的使命的挑战。
And in our church, we say one of the greatest challenge of our commission.
就是我们无论个人
，whether individually，
无论家庭
，whether family，
无论教会
，whether the church，
我们要做主耶稣基督道成肉身的见证人。
We have to be the testimony of Lord Jesus, the Word becoming flesh.
什么叫做道成肉身
？What is the Word becoming flesh？
它不是只是 word。
It is not just a word.
它真正出现了。
Because he's truly emerged.
它具体出现了。
And physically it can be seen.
在这里不仅仅有一个生命的种子。
Not only there's a seed of life.
这个生命经过死而复活，它长大成熟，它开花，它结果。
But this life through death mature, grew, and bear fruit.
弟兄姊妹，我们在主的面前，这是我们的挑战。
Brothers and sisters, this is our challenge before the Lord.
所以我们一起来看第三章，尼希米记第三章。
So let's come together and look at chapter 3 of Nehemiah.
我今天跟沈牧师学的，前面是开场白。
And in the beginning is just a prelude. I'm learning for Pastor Shin.
然后因为我刚刚说我手上没有枪。
And again, I said I don't have a gun in my hand.
但是我告诉你们一个小小的故事。
And I'll tell you a very small story.
在英国有一个很有名的传，这个人家叫他讲道王子 ，Spurgeon， 斯布珍。
And there is a Spurgeon. People call him the Prince of preaching.
他讲到很有恩赐，他才二十岁出头，他的教会就一万个人了。
And he was very gifted, and when he was in his early 20s, the membership of the church surpassed 10,000.
有一天他来到教会的时候，发现教会的那个钟被偷了。
And one day he came to church, realized the clock was stolen.
不是 Ernie 拿走了。
It's not because Ernie took it.
他旁边留了一个字条。
And somebody left a note.
他说牧师先生。
He said, "Oh, Pastor."
他说我知道你们基督徒都是重视永恒的问题。
And he said, "Mr. Pastor, I know that all you Christians only care about the things of eternity."
所以时间对你们不重要。
So time is really not of essence to you.
所以我没有枪也没有关系，弟兄姊妹不要看表。
So, brother, sister, I don't have guns, so don't look at your watches. Don't worry about time right now.
没有跟你们幽默的，我会尽量结束。我们看尼希米记第三章。
Let's go to Nehemiah chapter 3.
第三章你们可能还没有读完就会睡着。
And perhaps you will fall asleep before you finish reading chapter 3.
那我有没有那个勇气让你们试试看
？And I do not have the courage to try.
所以我代表性的读几节就好。
So selectively we will read a few scriptures.
例如说第一节到第二节。
Verse 1 and 2.
那时大祭司以利亚什和他的弟兄众祭司起来建立羊门，分别为圣，安立门扇。又筑城墙到哈米楼直到哈兰叶楼分别为圣其次是耶利哥人建造其次是因利的儿子撒科建造好这是一个代表性的读啊。那我们请翻到28节
Verse 28
从马门往上众祭司各对着自己的房屋修造其次是因麦的儿子撒都对着自己的房屋修造其次是守东门释迦尼的儿子释马修造我们跳到30节的后半其次是比利加的儿子米舒兰对着自己的房屋修造底下又是其次是请问弟兄姊妹看看你们睡着了没有有两句话一直出现什么
Brothers and sisters, this is a repeated phrase. What is that?
对着自己的房屋修造还有呢
They rebuild.
其次是，其次是在这短短的三十多节里面，三十二节里面出现了三十一次。And the next,
okay. And they built onto the next place or the next portion.
讲完了以后 ，and the next unto him 是谁
？Yeah.
弟兄姊妹，你在讲完这个，又讲其次是，讲到这个，讲到其次是。
And after they said this person built so and so, and then it went to this person, and this person did so and so.
弟兄姊妹，在这里第一件事情让我们看见他们同心的参与这件事情。
And we see that they were united in one heart in doing this.
他一个接一个这样重复的记载啊。
And one after another is recorded.
你会发现很多的时候在教会神家里面不是这样。
And we realize that a lot of time in the house of God is not so.
有一次我到外地去那是几年前我跟他们讲我们教会的主日学老师需要有 waiting list, 要排队的。
And years ago, I went outside and was speaking to other brothers and sisters, and I said, in our church, to be a Sunday school teacher, you needed to be on a waiting list.
他们不敢相信。
And they could not believe that.
他说我们教会里面是威胁利诱什么都来但是弟兄姊妹永远缺服侍的人。
We have done all sorts of things to try to getSunday school teachers, and we're always lacking.
弟兄姊妹，真正采取行动的时候，没有人，那是一件 非常非常遗憾的事情。
When we want to put into action, nobody volunteers. This is a very sad thing.
就像有一个妈妈对她的几个孩子讲说，你们谁爱妈妈？全部都举手，我最爱，我最爱。
And one time, a mom asked her children, "How many of you love mom?" They goes, "Oh, we love you, mom. We love you all."
那过了一段时间以后，妈妈有一个很重要的信要拿出去寄。So, 你们谁肯为我出去寄信呢?
And then after a while, mom has a very important letter that needed to be sent. And she said, who's willing to take it to the post office?
美金在摇头，你已经有经验了，是吧?
Maggie's shaking her head, maybe she's.
一个说我要做功课。
And one said, oh, I gotta go do my homework.
一个说我还没有洗澡。
And one said, I haven't taken a shower yet.
一个又说那个，一个讲那个。
And they one said this, one said that.
突然发现最小的儿子不见了，他说谁呢？
And all of a sudden, the youngest one disappeared. What happened?
他都已经穿好雨鞋，拿着雨伞坐在门口等他妈妈把信给他了。
And he's already put on his boots and with an umbrella and said, waiting for mom to give him the letter.
哪一个最爱他妈妈？
Which one loves the mom the most?
当他们哥哥都在那里吵着说我最爱你的时候，这个家伙话都还不会讲呢。
When all the older brother says, oh, we love you, mom. This little one doesn't even know how to speak.
他讲不过他们，可是他的行动证明他爱他妈妈。
He cannot speak. He cannot be louder than his brother, but his action speaks of his love for his mom.
弟兄姊妹，要大家参与已经不容易了。
But just to ask everybody to get involved is difficult enough.
要这么多人同心的来参与，弟兄姊妹，这是挑战。
But so many people to get involved in one accord, it's a challenge.
你不信，你自己家里面试试看。
If you don't believe it, try within your own house.
做妈的常常说，我们这个周末大扫除。
And mom often say we're going to have a house cleaning this weekend.
全家能够同心大扫除呢，真的是感谢主。
Everybody, every member in the house, all partake in this cleaning effort.
你不要说全家，夫妻两个都很难。
It's difficult just for the couple themselves to do it.
有一个做先生的，他很想买一艘船。
And there's a husband who really wants to buy a boat.
他天天说服他太太，太太就是不肯。
And every day he's talking to his wife, his wife said no.
他没有办法说服他太太。
And he cannot convince his wife.
后来他狠下心跑去买了。
And so he just said, oh, I'm going to go buy it anyway.
买了以后告诉他太太，他说这样子哈，他说你不要生气。
And he said, dear, please don't be upset.
他说我现在给你一个特权。
And I'm going to give you a right.
他说我买这艘船的时候呢，我特别叫他们把那个船前面命名的地方都留好了，让你来帮我这个船取个名字。
And I said, when I bought the boat, I didn't give the name to the boat yet, and I already left the space. You could call it whatever you want.
那给你一个 honor, 你帮我的船命名。
I'm giving you an honor to name my boat.
好，所以那个太太心里面就也没办法。
And the wife couldn't do anything now.
她太太就打电话叫人家去帮她取个名字，把它喷上去。
So the wife called the paint shop and said, okay, put this name on.
然后他先生问他你取什么名字，他都不讲。
And so husband said, what did you call it? She wouldn't say a word.
你会取什么名字？
Ian, what would you call it?
谁比较聪明？他们今天跑去的时候，把那个纱布一拉开来，那个船的名字叫做 For Sale。拍卖。
The boat was for sale. That was the name.
好聪明的姊妹啊！
弟兄们，
要两个人同心都不是一件容易的事。
And both of them have one accord is very difficult.
然后钱怎么花，做什么事情，该把孩子送到哪个学校，两个人看法都不一样。
How do we spend our money? What do we do? Where do we send our kids? Both may have two different opinions.
所以今天沈牧师说开三个钟头会就是为了修厕所马桶，对不对？
My brother Shen this morning gave an example that they need a three-hour meeting to fix a toilet.
弟兄姊妹，这里重复的出现。而且他们各种不同的身份。
And brothers and sisters, repeatedly these things appear in the scripture, and at the same time we notice they're of different positions.
在圣殿服侍的祭司们也来服侍。
And the priests who serve in the temple, they also came and built.
大祭司都来。
Even the high priest came.
那贵族也来。
And even the nobles.
银匠。
And the silversmith.
有人有这个守门的或是商人。
And those gatekeepers or merchants.
弟兄姊妹各行各业的人他们都来。
And people from all livelihood, they came.
男的女的年纪长的年纪轻的他们都来。
Men, women, young and old, they all
came. 弟兄姊妹所以当最近我们每一次教会面临到一个挑战的时候。
So brothers, whenever the church faces a challenge.
我们真的何等希望看见各种年纪各种背景的弟兄姊妹我们都同心合意的来。
And how we pray that every age,And every background, every brother and sister will all come.
当每一个人把他自己那份摆进来的时候
，And when every person put his portion in,
那个整个结果是不一样的。
The result will be completely different.
这个在座的年轻孩子都很喜欢喝 Coke 哈。
And all the young people love to drink Coke.
我给你们猜一猜哈，如果一罐 Coke， 每一罐 Coke 涨价一分钱 one cent， 你知道这个 Coca-Cola 公司一年可以多收多少钱吗
？If a can of Coke, each can of Coke is increased only by one cent.You know how much money, how much profit they would make per year.
他至少可以多赚我们六个多会所。
And
there's
enough money to buy more than six of the Bowers Avenue that we're trying to purchase.
$45 million.
$45 million.
Yeah. 所以你像 Delta Airline, 它的这个油价只要每一gallon 涨一分钱的话。
And Delta Airline, if they increase their fuel costs by 1 cent per gallon.
光只是 Delta Airline 这家航空公司而已。
And Delta Airline alone.
他们一年要多花2500万的油钱 ,$25 million.
Every year they would spend about $25 million.
所以弟兄姊妹你发现了没有 你居少那个东西就出来。
And we realize that, if you gather the small quantity, the amount would come.
当我们教会这两百个人我们每一个人都进来的时候。
If all 200 of us all come in,
每一个人都屈膝为着神家的复兴祷告的时候。
Everybody gets on our knees and pray for the revival of God's house.
弟兄姊妹那是完全不一样的事情。
It is a completely different issue.
而且他们不仅仅都来参与。
Not only did they all come and partake,
而且他们彼此扶持彼此保护。
And they helped one another, they protect one another.
那是我们明天早上要看见的有一半的人在做工一半的人拿着兵器守着。
And that's something we will look at tomorrow, half the people were working, the other people were guarding.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，他们真的是同一个使命，在这里做一件伟大的事情。
They have one commission to do a great thing.
所以第一个讲到他们同心的参与。
And the very first thing is that they're all of one accord.
那第二个讲到他们甘心的参与。
Secondly, this speaks of the willingness to partake together.
你如果仔细读这一章圣经呢
？If you pay attention to this chapter,
你发现去过耶路撒冷的也知道，整个城墙，整个耶路撒冷的地高高低低的。
And if you go to the city, go to Jerusalem, you'll realize that the walls are up and down.
所以有一些的城墙是在平地，你比较容易建造。
And some of the walls are closer to the ground, it's easier to build.
那有一些的墙是在上坡地。
Oh, I'm sorry. Some part of the walls on a flat region. Some of the walls are climbing up a hill.
啊，你想你喜欢做平地还是喜欢做上坡
？Do you want to build a wall that is on a flat plain?
那当然平地嘛，上坡你要把砖头扛去都很累了。
Or something up on a hill. Of course, you want the plain portion because it's harder to carry the bricks up the hill.
哦、那有一些的地方呢是一般的墙有的地方是在转角的地方突出的地方
and some portion are just flat walls or the portion is the buttress of the wall is a turning portion
因为你如果做过那种、那个台阶、哦、那种石头台阶转弯的地方那真的是很难做
if you worked on any masonry work and you work on some steps as it begins to turn it's very difficult to do that portion
然后有一些人是做城角，这个城的角落没有人看到的地方。
And some people will work on the very corner of the wall where people usually don't see.
那有一些人是做大祭司门口的这一端。
And some people will work on the portion right in front of the house of the high priest.
或是做那个勇士门的住所前面的那一段。
Or the portion of the where the heroes, the hall of the heroes would be.
好像大家都看到你呢，大家都来谢谢你。
Like everybody would see that portion of the work, and everybody say, "Oh, great job, thank you."
可是有的坐在墙角的里面，没有人看到你。
But some people work in the corners that people don't ever see. They don't see that work.
你整张圣经看不见他们中间有彼此增进、彼此比较的情形。
And this whole chapter, you do not see any rivalry, any comparison among themselves.
他们是在那甘心的参与。
And willingness.They participated.
他们不仅仅同心参与，他们甘心的参与。
And not only did they participate in one accord, they participated more, willingly.
哦，还有更严重的，有的是在泉门前面，就是那个 fountain 水的地方，在这边修改。
And another issue is that some people rebuild the walls that were right before the fountain gate.
那还有人是在粪场门。
And some people rebuild at the dung gate.
你知道什么粪场门吗
？You know what is the dung gate?
耶路撒冷的这些粪便都荡不到那边去的地方。
All the refuse is dumped through that gate.
哦，甚至死尸都荡不到那边去的地方。
And the carcasses, the dead bodies are thrown through that gate.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，你在那边坐的时候，就熏陶在那个味道的里面。
And when you are working there, you know the fragrance of that place.
你们好像，你们都没有表情，好像觉得没什么。
Everybody don't feel very much of it.
啊，因为现代的厕所不会有那种痛苦，一按就不见了。
And the modern bathroom nowadays, you don't have such pain. You just, you know, press the handle and everything's gone.
我在读大学的时候，我大二，我们这个政大传系，二楼三楼叫做弟兄之家。
And when I was in college, I lived in a dormitory. It was called the
brother house.那我们大概有将近三十个弟兄住在那里。
There's about 30 brothers that lived in that dorm.
那在我们那个时代的厕所还不是这种抽水马桶。
And the bathroom that we had in those days is not the same as the toilet we have today.
而是要蹲着的。
And you need a squat.
而且不是大洞，是一个小洞而已。
And it's not a very big hole, it's a very small one.
其实也 big enough.
Well, actually it's big enough, it's okay.
但是有些弟兄的技术就真的很差劲了。
So the skills of some brothers are not as well as the most of us.
然后呢，他们是忘记背后的人。
Those are the people who forget their past.
上完厕所拍拍屁股就出去，不然不光光光拍屁股，对不起。上完厕所他们完了，他们就出去了。
And after they've relieved themselves, they would just go and leave.
所以你常常进去的时候有 surprise 在那里。
And a lot of times you will walk into a surprise.
我这个见证我从来没讲过。
And I've never spoke of this testimony.
要是主就对我有一个要求，叫我专门负责清这个厕所。
So the Lord had a requirement on me that my responsibility was to clean the bathroom.
我就说 Why me?
So I said, Lord, why me?
但是主这样要求，我就顺服主。我那是大二。
And the Lord required that of me, so I did it. I was about second year in college.
而且常常要从白天跑回来，趁大家去上课的时候，不可以给别人看见的。
And I had to do it during the daytime when everybody's in class, and I had to do it without anybody singing.
去把那些撒在外面拉在外面的把它清掉。
And the stuff that is kind of spread out around and clean that up.
弟兄姊妹，所以我知道这个还不够清一清就掉了。
And I know this is, you know, if I just clean it, it'll go away.
那粪场门是整个耶路撒冷的粪都在那边。
The dung gate has everything from the city.
我们在大陆乡下的时候。
And when we're in the countryside in China.
那个厕所是跟猪在一起的。
And the bathroom is actually right next to the place where they have swine.
我从来没有上厕所这么被欢迎过的。
And I was never so welcome when I go to the bathroom.
其实不光是我被欢迎，所有去的猪都好高兴，哈哈哈哈都跑来了。
Not only that I was welcome, actually all the pigs came and
他们就趴在旁边等你，就这
样。And they would just lie there and wait.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹。你永远不觉得孤单，跟在那个乡下上厕所，因为旁边都是他们。
And you will never feel alone when you go to the bathroom in the countryside.
然后你觉得你很被重视。
And you actually feel that you're very important.
这叫粪场门。
And this is called the dung gate.
但是弟兄姊妹，有那些人在那里修那个门的时候，他们干干心心的，没有人埋怨。
People who were repairing that gate, they were willingly and nobody was complaining.
当神的儿女们的心真正爱神的时候
，And when the people of God truly loves God，
当神的儿女们真正像家人一样彼此相爱的时候
，And the children of God truly treat one another as family，
弟兄姊妹，我们就没有这种 compete。
We don't have a sense of competition.
这种增进的情形。
And we don't compete with one another.
所以我上次讲到我们的三个 C are compare, compete, complain.
And we talk about these three C's.
我们喜欢比较。
And we like to compare.
我们会不舒服，会有增进。
And we don't feel very comfortable, so we have competition.
然后我们抱怨。
And then we complain.
我记得我跟念慈姊妹讲爱的上行式的时候，我们也讲了，夫妻要常常吃维他命 C, 也是三 C.
And, Nancy, Sister Nancy and I, when we were going through the class about, Psalms,
Psalm of Degree.
we also talk about three C's, the three vitamins.
第一个 Christ-centered.
Christ-centered.
第二个 cross, 十字架。
And then cross.
第三个 commitment.
And then thirdly, commitment.
弟兄姊妹，夫妻中间的三个 C,
these three C's among, husband and wives,
一样用在神的家里面。
Should also be used in the house.
当我们没有爱的时候。
And when we don't have love.
当我们不是以基督为中心的时候。
When Christ is no longer the center.
当十字架不在我们中间的时候。
And when the cross is no longer in our midst.
弟兄姊妹，我们的服事，或是我们各方面，我们容易比较，容易增进。容易抱怨。
And brothers and sisters, our services, when we begin to compare, we begin to have competition, we begin to complain.
在德国 Bangs 那边有一个这个贝多芬交响乐团。
In Germany, there's a Beethoven symphony.
他们里面有16个拉小提琴的人。
The 16 of them, they are all violinists.
他们告到法院去说他们应该多得一点 pay, 多得一点薪水。
And they went to the courts and they said, we should get a little more pay.
因为他们 play 比较多的 notes.
Because they play more notes.
他们都算过我们这个小提琴拉多少个 notes, 然后那些其他人 play 多少个 notes.
And they calculated all the notes that the violinist played and all the other instrumentalists played.
弟兄姊妹，这个不过是一个利益的结合，顶多是一个兴趣的结合。
But just this is by coming together of a hobby or likes.
这不是一个使命的结合，不是一个在爱里面的结合。
It's not coming together of one commission and not coming together of love.
他们甘心的参与。
And they're more than willing to join.
然后说到他们尽心的参与。
And then again, here in this chapter says that they did it, they participated with all diligence.
尼希米记第四章二十节说，百姓们专心做工。第四章第六节，百姓们专心做工。
And so on chapter 4 verse 6 that they diligently labored.
翻英文翻译说
people work with all their hearts. 他整个心都放进去，他来做。
They work completely with all of their hearts.
他是尽着心在这里做。
With all their hearts, they diligently serve.
弟兄姊妹，你如果要看一个人是不是一个在神手中可以被神用的人
？For instance, if you want to look at a person whether he can be used in God's hand.
啊，这个话不是光我说的，这是 John Maxwell 常常鼓励这个大公司的 CEO。
And these words are not just from me, are from John Maxwell. He actually encouraged the CEO from many good large corporations.
你要找一个人，你可以重用他的话。
A person that you could truly use.
你让他去从事那种义工。
And ask him to go and serve in a a non-profit organization.
完全没有任何的利益可以得着的。
And there's nothing for profit.
然后他底下的手，这个帮他一起做事的也都是义工。
And everybody that helps him, that works with him, are all non-profit workers.
弟兄姊妹，我们常常做自己的事的时候，我们会很认真。
And brothers, oftentimes when we do things that pertains to ourselves, we're very diligent.
尤其如果我们是做生意的话。
And we're very serious, particularly when
we're
in our business.
我们从早晨起床到晚上睡觉，我们都在想我怎么样赚更多的钱。
From the time we wake up in the morning to the time we go to bed, how do I earn more money?
我怎么样用更有效的方法，我能够得到 customer 的这个满意。
And how can I be more effective and granting my customers satisfaction.
我怎么样改进我产品跟我服务的品质
？How do I change the quality of my product and my service?
但是弟兄姊妹，当我们在神家，我们手中接一个服事的时候
，But when the house of God, when we take on a service,
弟兄姊妹，我们常常在主的面前，原谅我说我们没有这么尽心。
But oftentimes, I forgive me for saying this, we are not diligent enough.
所以我有时候跟长子同工们交通了
，And oftentimes I share with the elders and deacons.
我说我们手中的服事，原谅我说我们几乎应该用地上的人 run 自己 business 的那种心态。精神我们来好好来做。
And we need to have the attitude and the energy to serve in the things of our hands like those who are running a business in this world.
其实正常的话应该是远比地上 run business 还要更好才是。
And in actuality, the normal condition is such that we need to have a better condition than those who are running their business in the world.
那我们今天先不奢求那样子，我们至少能够希望我们都能够尽心。
And we will not talk about that today, but at least we ask that everybody would do our very best.
而且他们从天亮直做到星宿出现。
And these people, they labor from daybreak until the stars appear.
尽心做，而且全心的做。
And with all of their heart.And with full diligence.
啊，现在的年轻孩子读书们，我真的很佩服他们。
And some of the young people when they study nowadays, I really admire them.
啊，他们桌上躺一本书。
And they would have a book on their desk.
然后这边开着大声的音乐。
And there's a loud music blasting on the.
或是插在耳朵里面。
Or there be headsets.
然后过一下，哦，I am有人来了，讲两句话。
And after a while, they see somebody pop on the screen. They'll go, I am a little bit.
然后低头看一段。
And then they'll come and read a portion.
然后看一眼。
And they'll look at the IM.
没有，再看一段。
And they'll look at the books.
你叫他们把收音机关掉。
And say, hey, turn off the radio.
你叫他们把电脑关掉。
Just turn off the computer.
可以专心一点读书。
So you can focus on your study.
他们会告诉你说那样子效率不好。
They say that's entirely inefficient.
要听着音乐。
I need to hear my music.
要有 IM 陪着。
I need to have my IM.
读书才有效率。
Company me, then I'll be very efficient.
这是现代人。
And this is the modern student.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，你做耶路撒冷城墙这样子的话，就不晓得。
And if you build the same city wall to Jerusalem, 52 years will not get it done.
他们是尽心在主的面前。
And with all diligence, they work before the Lord.
从天亮直到星宿出现。
From daybreak until the stars appeared.
当米开朗基罗有一天在那里雕刻一个像的时候。
And when Michelangelo was carving a statue.
这个文艺大复兴的大师，他在那里雕刻一个像，叫做摩西。
And during the Renaissance, and he was creating the statue of Moses.
他高七尺八寸半
and the statue was 7 feet 8 inches, 8.5 inches tall.
他在1515年的时候雕刻这个。
And 1515, he made that statue.
他花尽他整个的生命，他的艺术的这个技巧在这里雕刻这个像。
With all of his skills, all of his strength, he went and he put it into that statue.
雕刻完的时候，他沿着这个摩西这样子左右看他。
So after he was done, he began to pace around the statue and look.
哎呀，他心里面非常的不满意。
He was not satisfied at all.
不满意到一个地步，他拿着他手上还拿着工具，他都忘记了。他气的说：“你为什么不讲话？”
And he was so unsatisfied. He took the hammer and he struck the statue and said, "Why won't you speak?"
他觉得摩西被雕刻完了以后，这个应该是活的，应该让人看见他，觉得摩西在讲话一样。
He feels that after his work is done, this person should be literally alive. He should be speaking.
所以你到网络上去摄取摩西的像，你会发现他膝盖上还有这个刀痕在那里。
So when you go and search out on the internet, you look for the picture of the statue, you will see a scar on his knee.
在米开朗基罗的里面，他的成品是他整个生命摆进去。
And for Michelangelo, his work is his life.
他不能够容忍他不完全。
He cannot be satisfied with imperfection.
别人觉得只要雕得像、雕得好就已经了不起了。
People say as long as it looks like him, it looks great, then it's fine.
他觉得你为什么不说话
？So why don't you speak?
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，我们真的巴不得我们在神家里每一次带聚会的时候。
And brothers, this is how we pray that every time we lead a meeting.
你每一次带 worship 的时候。
Every time you're leading worship.
你每一次讲道的时候。
Every time you speak.
你每一次去那里做一项侍奉的时候。
Every time you do a particular service.
不管招待、不管饭食、不管做任何的事情。
Whether it's ushering, whether it's the kitchen duty, no matter what you do.
我们需要愿意。为了爱主的缘故，我们把它做到最好。
And for the sake of loving the Lord, we have to do our very best.
这叫做尽心、尽心、尽意、尽力爱主，你的神。
With all of our strength, soul, heart, and mind to love the Lord God.
弟兄姊妹，当我们能够这样子，神这个儿女们能够这样子起来的时候。
But just when the children of God can rise up in such a way.
我相信整个神家不一样。
I believe the house of God would not be the same.
而经过了52天，城墙盖好了。
After 52 days.The city walls was complete.
你如果跳到尼希米记十三章那里，讲到那个完工之后的那个荣耀的景象。
In Nehemiah chapter 13, if we jump to the end, you look at the glorious end.
他们对不起，十二章。
In chapter 12, I'm sorry.
那个以斯拉带着一班神的百姓从右边上的城墙。
Israel took a group of people from the right side. They climb up onto the wall.
另外一批百姓，尼希米在他们的中间从这一边走。
In Nehemiah, another group of the people came from the opposite side.
圣经上说到他们迎向而行，相迎而行。
And they walked towards one another and came together.
他们唱诗、吹拔、赞美神。
And they were singing, the trumpets were blowing, they were praising God.
弟兄姊妹，他们脚所踏的地方，从前是仇敌自由进出的地方。
And brothers, the feet that the place that their feet tread upon was the place where the enemy once came in and out.
现在耶路撒冷联络成为一座整齐的城。
Now the Jerusalem's been built together as a city that is neatly put together.
他们摔的弟兄姊妹在城墙相遇下来。
And they led the brothers and sisters up the walls, and they came together and came right before the temple.
他们进入圣殿，在殿的面前，他们献大祭而欢乐。
And before the temple, they offered great sacrifices and rejoiced.
因为神使他们大大欢乐。
Because God has caused them to rejoice.
他圣经上说，连妇女带孩童也都欢乐。
And even the women with their children were rejoicing.
哎呀，连那个三岁七个月的都会欢乐的。
And those who are three years and 7 months old are rejoicing.
哎呀，耶路撒冷的城墙起来了。
And the walls of Jerusalem is very erected.
好的，甚至耶路撒冷的欢乐声传到远处。
And the sound of its joy has been carried.To a far place.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要起来。
Brothers and sisters, we need to rise up.
我们个人需要起来。
Individually, we need to rise up.
我们的家需要起来。
Our families need to rise up.
我们整个教会需要起来。
Our church as a whole needs to rise up.
弟兄姊妹，我们每一个人对着自己的房屋，先把自己前面修造好。
Brothers and sisters, in front of our house, we need to repair the portion that is in front of us.
还有许多转角处，许多凸出来的地方，我们都需要一起来。
And the buttresses and the corners, all those places, we need to pay attention to them.
弟兄姊妹，因为众人都参与。
Because all the people.Were a partaker.
而且众人是甘心的参与。
And they all participated willingly.
而且众人是 with all their hearts 尽心的来参与。
And everybody participated with all of their hearts.
不仅仅这么快，五十二天修好了。
Not only in 52 days it was done.
圣经上说修完了，其中没有破裂之处。
And the scripture said after they were done, there was not a place that had a gap.
英文说的 not a gap.
Not a gap.
连一个 gap 都没有。
It's not even a gap in the wall.
弟兄姊妹，仇敌进不来了。
The enemies cannot come in.
所有不属于主的被分在外面了。
All that's not of the Lord has been pushed outside.
碰到圣安息日，神儿女们该守安息的时候。
On the day of the Sabbath, when people are supposed to keep the Sabbath.
从前没有城墙，商人就偷偷溜进来跟他们做生意。
And before the walls were made, the merchants would creep in and do business.
破坏了神儿女们过圣洁生活的。
And they have ruined the holy living of the people of God.
今天礼拜天多少人不来聚会
？And today, so many Sundays, people will not come to church.
他们不肯把自己分别出来，来到神的面前。
They will not sanctify their lives, sanctify their time, and come before the Lord.
为了地上的生活，为了利益，为了 business, 他们被世界的抓去了。
For their gain, for their business, they were captured by the world.
当城墙起来的时候
，But when the walls came up,
不仅仅夜间仇敌不能够来攻击我
，Not only by night, the enemy cannot come.
在神儿女们圣洁生活的事情上，仇敌无机可乘。
But the holy things pertaining to God, the enemy has no ground.
神家的见证，耶路撒冷被建造，如同联络整齐的城。
The testimony of God, the city of God, these walls were put together.
弟兄姊妹，我们求神开我们的眼睛，时间真的一下就到了。
We ask the Lord to open our eyes. Time goes by so quickly.
而让我们看见一个没有城墙的情形。
And a condition without walls, we could truly pray that we could truly see it.
我相信我们在电视上、电影上常常看到这样子的局面。
And I believe oftentimes we see it on TVs, we see it in the movies.
当两国两军交战的时候。
And when two armies come together.
任何一方城墙被攻毁了。
Anytime the walls taken down.
底下就惨不忍睹。
And tragedy occurs underneath the wall.
家业被抢夺。
And people are being robbed.
人民被伤害。
And the people are being hurt.
妇女被玷污。
And the women are being defiled.
多少痛苦的事情发生在里面。
And so many painful things will happen inside the wall.
弟兄姊妹，我们不能够再对我们周围的环境视若未睹。
And we cannot be indifferent about the things around us.
我们不能对我们自己的生命不去管它，暴露在仇敌的底下。
And we cannot not care about our lives and let it be exposed before our enemies.
我们也不能只是礼拜天来聚个会，参加一个教会而已。
And we can't just come on Sunday and just go to church.
弟兄姊妹，我们里面需要有那个真实的使命感起来。
Brothers, we need to have a true sense of commission in us.
我们需要有真正积极的行动起来。
We need to have action.
虽然我们自己算不了什么。
And although we do not mean anything.
但是没有关系。
But it's not important.
只要我们肯谦卑地把自己奉献在祭坛上。
As long as we're willing to humbly put ourselves on the altar.
主知道怎么使用我。
The Lord knows how to use us.
在美国有一个很有名的牧师。
And there's a very famous pastor in America.
当他年轻蒙召出来的时候。
When he was young and he was called into ministry.
他自己以为他自己是格里汉第二。
And he thought he was the second Billy Graham.
他真的从心里面认为他是格里汉第二。
Literally from his heart, he believed he was the second Billy Graham.
所以他发了上千封信给别人，他一出来他就成立一个布道团。
So he sent out thousands of letters. As soon as he came out of the service, he put up a crusade.
上千的信送出去了。
And thousands of letters went out.
你知道他说他自己做见证给他的回应是什么？
And you know he gave a testimony of what's the response.
耶稣我们知道，保罗我也认识，你到底是谁？
Jesus I know, Paul I know, who are you?
没有人接纳他。
Nobody received him.
他为了维生，你知道他去做什么吗？
And for his livelihood, do you know what he did?
他去做挖坟墓的工作。
He went and dug graves.
还有一点收入可以养他的家。
So he has some income to feed his house.
或者主差了一位现代的巴拉巴去帮助他。
And the Lord sent a modern day Barnabas to help him.
把他给带出来，让他从山上偏远的山区一个小小的牧区开始牧会。
And so the Lord led him to a remote area in a village to begin service.
弟兄姊妹，他在主的面前降卑下来。
And brothers, he humbled himself before the Lord.
当我们真正谦卑在神的面前，
And when we truly humble ourselves before the Lord,
神可以洁净我们，
God's able to cleanse us,
神就可以来使用我们，
God's able to use us.
所以后来神这样子重用他，
So the Lord used them mightily.
当利德叙不要出书的时候，还跑去请他写书。
And when
当别人要出书的时候，他请他来写书。
When somebody wants to publish a book, they went and asked him to write the specific book.
弟兄姊妹，我们愿意把自己奉献给神。
And we're willing to offer ourselves to the Lord.
我们只是因为知道神要的是什么。
And because we know what God wants.
我们只是因为单纯爱神的缘故。
And simply because we love Him.
我们只是因为单纯爱神儿女的缘故。
Simply because we love the children of
God. 我们只是单单的因为我们不甘心神儿女们，或是我们自己在过这样的可怜的生活。
And simply because we're not willing to live in these lives of tragedy.
当我们把自己交给神的时候，
And when we place ourselves in God's hand,
神真的知道如何使用我们。
And God knows really how to use us.
当剑桥有七个这么杰出的学生把自己奉献给神，
And the Cambridge Seven, where there are so these marvelous students, they committed themselves to the Lord.
他们成为这么有名的剑桥七杰，
And they were the
有名的宣教士。
The Cambridge Seven that were so famous.
可是就在同样的时间，另外一个有名的学校牛津大学有一个。这个神的儿女们也一样爱神。
And there again, there's another student in Newton that all Oxford.
他把他自己奉献给神。
Loved the Lord and he offered himself to the Lord.
没有人认识他。
Nobody knew him.
没有人知道他的名字。
Nobody knew his name.
他不过在他自己的日记还是什么写说。
And in his diary, he basically wrote these words.
他说一座桥。
Is it a bridge?
永远需要有沉入河底的基石。
It always needs a firm foundation.
虽然别人看不见它，
Even though they cannot see it,
却少不了它，
But they cannot do without the foundation. 他把自己奉献给神。
No, they all, he offered himself to God.
他到非洲去。
He went to Africa.
没有一年他就死了。
Not more than a year, he died.
但是主却使用了他。
But the Lord used him.
弟兄姊妹，我们不知道神要怎么使用我。
Brothers and sisters, we do not know how the Lord is going to use us.
当彼得被关在监狱的时候，神差遣使者把他救出来。
When Peter was in prison, the Lord sent servants to go and rescue him.
当雅各被抓的时候，神容让雅各殉道。
And when James was captured, the Lord allowed James to be martyred.
弟兄姊妹，当我们真正有使命感的时候，
and when we truly have a sense of commission,
我们不在乎这个结果。
We really don't care about our end.
我们只愿意甘心地把自己交在主的手中。
But willingly put ourselves in His hand.
弟兄姊妹，真正有使命感的人一定有行动。
And brothers and sisters, those who have a sense of commission will have action.
行动本身就是一个代价。
And action itself is a price.
尤其是一个属灵的行动，它的背后是一个严肃的征战。
Particularly a spiritual act, it is a spiritual battle.
一个真正有使命的人，
any person that has a spiritual commission.
那在他碰到困难跟需要付代价的时候，他还可以过得去。
When he faces difficulty and a challenge, he can overcome it.
一个没有使命感的人，
a person without a sense of commission,
在平常看不出来。
Ordinarily, you won't be able to see it.
碰到困难了，
but when difficulty comes,
碰到需要代价了，
and when the price is need to be paid,
我们就被挡下来了。
And they're stopped.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要神家有使命感。
And brothers and sisters, we need people with sense of commission.
我们需要神家有行动的人。
And we need people with action and God's talents.
两个加起来，神家需要真正带着使命感有行动的人。
And two things to put together, the house of God needs people with commission and with action.
我们愿意把自己奉献给神。
We're willing to offer ourselves to the Lord.
早上 Brother Ernie 讲了一个那么感动人的故事。
Brother Ernie gave such a moving story this morning.
教练说 ,You can do it.
And the coach said, You can do it.
他做出来了。
She did it.
胜过了他觉得不可能的局面。
And overcame her situation where she thought it was completely impossible.
同样我有一个故事我讲过很多遍我也很喜欢用它。
And I have a similar story. I spoke of it many times, but I love it.
讲到有一个 很伟大的音乐家有一天到田间去散步的时候。
And there was a famous musician that went to the garden to just stroll about.
他经过一个非常贫穷的农舍。
And he came across a farm that was very impoverished.
他听到里面一听就知道是一个非常破烂不堪的钢琴传出的音乐。
And he heard a piano that is very old and damaged, and the music that came from that instrument.
很多的键都已经发出的音都不准确了。
And many of the key has lost its tuning.
他就站在外面安静地听了。
So the musician stood outside and listened patiently.
听了一段时间以后，他去敲他的门。
And after a while, he knocked on the door.
那个主人出来，他说你要什么？
And the owner came out and said, what can I do for you?
他说我听到你在弹琴，你的琴可不可以借我一下？
And as I heard you playing the piano, can I borrow your piano, please?
哦，那个穷农夫他说我的琴是一个烂的不得了的琴，不好意思的。
And the old farmer or the poor farmer said, it's a very lousy instrument. I'm really.
他说没有关系，你借我弹。
Not comfortable, but the musician said, it's okay, just lend it to me.
所以他进去了。
And the musician walked in.
果然是一个很烂的琴。
Indeed, it's a piano that was very, very old.
他坐在琴的面前。
Yeah, the musician sat right before the instrument.
安静了一段。
It was a moment of quietness.
他突然从他的手下出现了一条非常美丽的音乐。
From underneath his hand, he produced a beautiful melody.
那个主人在旁边简直不敢相信。
And the owner cannot believe it.
他一直看着他。
And this farmer kept on looking at him.
那就是我家的烂琴。
That is my piano?
怎么可能有这个音乐?
How could I produce such music?
弟兄姊妹，这是我们每一个人都会有的惊讶和问题。
One sister, we'll all be surprised and awed.
过了几分钟，这位大师安静下来了。
And after a few minutes,
他问了一个你我都问的问题。
And the farmer asked a question that you and I both asked.
How can you do it?
How can you do it?
你怎么做出来的?
How did you do it?
这个大师说。
And the musician said,
他说我在外面听的时候你的琴哪几个键有问题我都知道。
And I heard and I knew which key had problems.
我就照着你琴本身的琴型我特别做了一首曲子。
And based on the condition of your piano, I made a piece for that specific instrument.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
我不知道今天坐在这里的人
I don't know how many of you who are sitting here.
我们自己怎么看我们自己
How do we evaluate ourselves?
And
do we also feel that I am not worthy to serve the Lord?
也许我们过去有很可怕失败的历史，让我们觉得神不可能用我们。
Perhaps we have history that is of dreadful failure, and we say, Lord, you could not use us.
也许我们自己有一个非常悲惨的生长背景，让我们觉得我们自卑，神不可能用我们。
And we have a very tragic upbringing, and we have very low self-esteem. We say, Lord, you can't use me.
也许我们很贫穷，我们受过什么教育，我们又没有什么恩赐。
And perhaps I'm very poor. I don't seem to have any gifts.
弟兄姊妹，关键都不在这里。
Brothers and sisters, the criticality is not any of these things.
关键在于我们把自己交在谁的手上。
The criticality is whether whose hand have we placed ourselves in.
他最知道怎样使用我们。
He knows best how to use us.
他最知道怎样使我这个本相，按着我的本相，能够让我的人生达到最高的价值。
He knows how to use us just as we are to the place of maximum output.
他更知道怎样重建我的生命。
And he knows how to rebuild my life.
把我那些出噪音，那些不和谐的，他要给我们医治好。
All the noise, all the things that aren't in harmony, he will heal them.
所以不仅仅 Brother Ernie 告诉我们 you can do it.
No, not only Brother Ernie says, you can do it.
弟兄姊妹，我也要告诉弟兄姊妹 he can do it.
And brother and sister, I will tell you, he can do it.
我们只要把自己交在神的手上。
But just place yourself in God's hand.
不需要隐藏。
You don't need to hide.
我们就是这么真实地把自己交在主的手里。
And just very honestly place ourselves in his hand.
我们所有这一生所累积出来的不过就是那个烂琴。
And all the things of our life is but that lousy piano.
把自己交在主的手里。
If we place ourselves in his hand,
让主来使用我们。
Let the Lord use it.
让主从我们里面所发出来的是一个美丽的音乐。
So that the Lord could create a beautiful music, a melody out of your life.
而不是在我们自己手中出来那个叫人不舒服的音乐。
It's not that music that comes out of our own hands that just bothers everyone.
别人只要接触我们，从我们里面出来的就是噪音。
And everybody who comes in touch with us, all they can hear are the noises.
别人试着跟我们相处，他们得到的是一种很不和谐、不舒服的感觉。
And people try to live with us, but all they can feel is the sense of disharmony.
但是在主的手中
，But in the Lord's hand,
它不一样。
It's not the same.
这个故事有限。
But there's limitation to this story.
但是我们交在神的手中
But when we place it in God's hand,
那个祝福和结局是无限的
The blessing and the outcome is without bounds
完全来重建我们
He will completely rebuild us
啊，让我们整个人生发出了那么美丽的音乐来
That your entire life will produce music
弟兄姊妹我们愿意交给他
But sister, you're willing to commit yourself to him
让我们把自己交在神的手里
We commit ourselves in God's hand
我们来唱刚刚的那首120首
Let's sing that hymn 120
短诗
A short hymn book, 120. Jesus.
Jesus. 主，我要紧紧跟随
如果弟兄姊妹通勤的人不急着走，我希望你们再多留一点时间。
And brothers and sisters, those of you who are staying, I pray that you will stay here a little longer.
我们整段的城墙，我们少不了你的那一段。
The entire wall, we cannot do without your portion.
只要城墙还留下一点出口
，As long as there is a small gap.
仇敌永远可以继续进出。
The enemies can continually to come in and out.
只要一个水桶有一个破口
，and all as long as there's a leak,
再多的祝福都会流光。
No matter how great the blessing, it will all go out.
我们需要弟兄姊妹，我们一同来。
We need brothers and sisters to come together.
我们同心的来。
And with one heart.
我们甘心的来。
And willingly.
我们尽心的来。
And with all of our hearts.
而让主把那个荣耀的结局坐在我们的中间。
The Lord would complete that glorious end in our midst.
当我们等一下继续只唱副歌的时候
we continue to sing the refrain.
副歌非常容易我们把它背起来
It's very simple, I ask everyone to memorize
耶稣主耶稣求用我一生
Jesus, oh Jesus, I give you my life
I give you my life
I give you my life
当我们在唱的时候
When we sing it again
我愿意奉主耶稣的名做我这一生从来没有做过的一件事情
And in the name of Jesus, I want to do something that I've never done before
我愿意呼召我们在座的弟兄姊妹
I want to call the brothers and sisters in our midst
有没有任何人愿意在主的面前今天晚上过一个奉献的关口
Anybody who's willing to pass this, this place of an offering
就是如果主呼召我我愿意放下一切全时间出来侍奉他
The Lord calls me I'm willing to lay down everything to come and serve him
虽然不见得发生在今天
And perhaps not today
但是只要我知道了
As long as I sing as I know
我愿意撇下一切撇下我的工作我起来侍奉他
I'm willing to let go of my job and my work and come and serve him
我在1979年我带着一个这么大的理想和抱负来到了美国
In 1979 with a great ambition I came to the States
我就是一心想赶快读完博士回到台湾去教书
And all of my heart I want to get my PhDand go back and teach.
我可以跟念慈姊妹在台湾的校园里面做学生的工作。
And with Sister Nancy, we could do our campus ministry in Taiwan.
这是我们的计划。
That was our plan.
我刚来美国第一个学期的暑假。
And the summer of the very first semester.
然后有一天那个暑假我在那里读书的时候。
That day when I was studying there.
神突然问我一个问题。
And the Lord asked me a question.
如果我要你出来。
If I want you to come out and serve,
如果我要你放下职业，撇下一切出来侍奉我
，If I want you to put down your work and come and serve me,
你肯吗
？Are you willing?
没有人可以帮我回答这个问题。
No one can answer that question for me.
我也不能随便回答这个问题。
And I could not answer that question very casually.
我告诉主说 ，Oh no， 我说主不行。
And so I say to the Lord, Oh no.
这是我里面当时的情形。
And that was the condition of my heart then.
我告诉说主不行。
I said, Lord, no.
我从小就是羡慕要读个博士。
And I wanted to have a doctorate degree.
我喜欢读书。
Ever since I was young, I
loved
to study. 我
盼望可以教书。
I want to teach.
我盼望在一个单纯的环境里面可以去服侍神的儿女。
In a simple environment, I want to be able to serve the people of God.
但是主不管我们的计划是什么。
The Lord doesn't really care about our plan.
主说如果我招你你肯出来吗
The Lord said to me, if I call you, are you willing to come?
我告诉他说主我现在答应不来
And I said, Lord, I cannot say yes now.
但是我就在主的面前一直祷告
So I kept on praying before the Lord.
我说主如果真的是你的意思你要给我力量
The Lord, I said, if it is of your will, give me the strength.
那天当我继续跪在那里祷告的时候
So that day, as I stayed on my knees and kept praying,
神用他的爱充满在我的里面
But the Lord filled me with his love.
我流着泪，我答应主。
And with tears, I said yes, Lord.
我说主，任何时候。
I said, Lord, anytime.
只要你叫我出来。
You call me to come.
我二话不说，我就出来。
I will not have second words, and I will come.
那一天我知道我过了一个关卡。
And that day, I know I passed a challenge.
虽然我隔了12年，我才真正全时间出来。
Though after 12 years, I came out in full-time ministry.
甚至也许主一辈子都没有要我放下工作出来。
Perhaps the Lord didn't even have a notion of me letting go of my work and coming to serve.
但是那一天在我的生命里面，我却过了一个非常重要的奉献关口。
But that day, I passed a very important critical junction of my life.
我知道我是属主的人。
I know I belong to the Lord.
I give my whole life to Him.
I give my whole life to Him.
我的人生不再是我自己纸上来计划了。
My life is not in my hands to plan.
我的人生在他的手上。
My life is in His hand.
主就这么奇妙地带领了我们这一生。
So the Lord marvelously led all of my days.
弟兄姊妹，我巴不得所有的人都答应这个呼召出来。
And how I long that every person will respond to this call.
但是另外一方面,
but at the same time,
我又希望弟兄姊妹不随便出来。
And I want brothers and sisters not to come out very casually.
这是我们自己跟神之间的事情。
And it's the issue between us and God.
如果主今天催促你,
but if the Lord moves you,
如果主也把神家兴亡这个使命感放在你的里面,
if the Lord gives you the sense of rise and fall of His house in your heart,
我不管你现在年纪多大, 初中生, 高中生, 年老了,
I don't know how, I don't care about how old you are, whether you're in high school, whether you're old,
在祭坛面前神从来不分这些,
but before the altar, the Lord makes no distinction.
所以当我们在唱副歌的时候,
so when we sing the refrain one more time,
如果你自己里面有这个感动,
if you have such move,
你勇敢的顺服主,
courageously obey the Lord.
弟兄姊妹, 神家需要器皿,
但是
夜深了, 耶稣快要回来了,
dark is the night, the Lord is returning.
当人都在为自己盘算, 自己追求的时候, 神家需要有人起来看守。神家需要有人起来重建城墙。
God's house needs watchmen, and God's house needs those to rise up to build the wall.
我们只唱副歌。
Refrain.
耶稣，主耶稣，求容我一生。
姊妹坐在底下的，我们请你们都把手举起来，我们为我们亲爱的弟兄姊妹们求祝福。这些跪在这里的，不是他们自己走得出来的，这是多么大的一件事情！这是神提名召他们，他们是这个世界不配有的人，他们是属主的人。我们为他们，我们同声祷告，我们为他们求祝福。哈利路亚，哈利路亚，主耶稣啊，哦，主耶稣，主耶稣，主耶稣。哦，耶稣，耶稣，我赞美你，我赞美你，我赞美你，我赞美你。哦、oh, ，耶稣，你今天在这里呼召人起来跟从你。哦、oh, ，主耶稣，你今天在这里呼召要得到一般的同伴。哦、oh, ，这些人要成为羔羊的同伴。羔羊无论往哪里去，他们都甘心的跟随。哦、oh, ，亲爱的主啊，我们为着我们在座的哦、oh, 跪在这里的每一个人向你求祝福。主耶稣，当祭坛上有祭牲的时候，我们求你降下圣火来。哦，烧在他们的里面。哦，让这个使命在这里抓住他们。哦，让这个使命一辈子来抓住他们。让他们无论到哪里去，成为神的同伴。让他们无论到哪里去，成为重建城墙的人。哦，主耶稣，主耶稣，我求你祝福他们。把他们自己，把他们的家，把他们的一生都交在你的手里。耶稣用永远的爱来环绕他们。你知道我们的软弱，离了你我们什么都不能说。 但是主，我们愿意把自己交在你的手中，让你来使用我们，让你一生都来使用我们。哈利路亚，哈利路亚。哦，耶稣。跪在这里的每一个人，今天晚上都与神立约，我们活为主活，我们死要为主死，或活或死，我们总是主的人。我们要让基督在我们身上照常显大，每一个器皿我们都求你用宝血来洁净，每一个器皿我们都求你用圣灵来充满，每一个器皿我们都求你用你的手一生握住他们，永远不丢弃他们，自由地来使用他们，把他们和他们的全家都交给主。奉主耶稣基督的名，我请特别请主牧师出来为他们祝福。
主啊，我们在你面前是何等的喜乐，
主啊，
主看见你在你自己的家中，你兴起这么多年轻的百姓来，为着你自己家的缘故，他们愿意把一生都献在你的手中。主啊，这是一个荣耀的时刻，也是一个严肃的时刻。
Amen。
主啊，我们这时候就求主你纪念他们每一位放在你面前的心。
Amen。
求主你这从这时候开始起保守他们的心，就像你自己保守眼中的瞳仁一样。
Amen。
主啊，纪念他们，他们也许会遇见到难处，但是主啊，当他们每次遇见难处的时候，就想到今天晚上在你面前，你和你立了约，你的保守必定与他们同在，不论有什么难处，有什么挫折，他们在你的手中都能胜过，因为你要使用他们，要来造就他们。
阿门。
所以我们说说更恳求你来纪念他们，不论他们面前需要面对的些什么事情，主啊，让他们都能够一一的带到你的面前。
Amen。
主啊，你是一位信实的神，你呼召的这个应许绝对不会落空的。
Amen。
主啊，你的负责一定要负责到底。主啊，你是这位何等信实的神，历世历代这所有服侍你的人，你是何等的保守他们。
Amen。
今天我们也相信你兴起的这些年轻的弟兄姐妹们，也一样的要与他们同在。
Amen。
一样要保守他们直到永远。主啊，我们更恳求你来大大的使用他们，让他们在你面前的使用，这是能够超过他们自己所求所想。
Amen。
因为在你的手中，就像刚刚那个例子一样，在一个你主耶稣基督的手中，任何一个不完全的乐器可以奏出美妙的音乐来。
Amen。
因为你是造他们的神，你知道他们每个人的需要。
Amen。
也知道他们每个人的弱点。
Amen。
也知道他们每一个人的长处。主啊，你要使用他们的时候，正是要把他们发挥在你计划永世计划中间，要发挥到最淋漓尽致的地步。主啊，我们感谢你，在你教会需要的时候，你兴起这么多的弟兄姐妹来。主啊，他们不单单要顾念到在目前的需要，主啊，他们要望眼看去在世界各处的需要。
阿们。
主啊，你所兴起的人绝对不限于在单单在北美，单单在Cupertino。主啊，你在他们身上有更大的心智。
阿们。
因为你在我们的教会中间就有更大的心智，因为教会要成为灯台，灯台的光是要照在世界每一个黑暗的角落里面。愿主你的祝福常与他们同在，你的保守常与他们同在。
Amen。
你的能力，你的恩典常与他们同在。
Amen。
直到他们在你手中成为你可你自己宝贵的器皿。
Amen。
我们这样子祈求祷告，求你的祝福与他们同在。
Amen。
奉耶稣基督的名。
阿们。
阿们。
阿们。阿们。